Okay, I've been talking about in-private zoning ordinance and in-private taxing, those ratios. I should have not used this slide as my first slide, because all these bright sources are not super environments, but experience and stuff we think. The five emission of the galaxy is dominated by the emission from dogs or sheep by Sarah. And the super environments are not as bright as these satellite heating sources, but still many, about 20 to 30% of super environments are visible in infrared, fiber, and like this one, this small one is young super environment in G11.2973. Although primary mechanism for the fiber emission of super environments is thermal emission from those preliminary heated by X-ray plasma, and the equilibrium temperature depends on the gas temperature and also gas density. And the typical temperature is between 40 and 80 degrees for super environments. And so the SED peaks at wavelengths between, say, 30 and 100 micron, which is well covered by a recent space telescope. Well, before the IRS mission, it was pointed out that the ion dust cooling can be more important, more efficient than the X-ray gas cooling for hot plasma at temperature of a million degrees. And this is one of the earliest papers by Osterreich and Silk, and they said the cooling rate of a hot gas by ion grain collisions is evaluated and shown to be significant at temperatures of a million degrees. So it's quite impressive paper with just one line per extract. And later, people calculate the infrared cooling and also infrared emission of super environments and compare the results to the IRS observations. And Dweck in particular introduced this so-called IRS diagram, where the x-axis is the gas temperature and y-axis is the ratio of the infrared to x-ray fluxes. And he showed that the observed IRX flux ratio of super environments are all greater than one. So indeed, the infrared dust cooling is more efficient than the gas cooling. And he also showed that the observed ratio are all below this theoretical ratio. And also there is a large scatter. And he proposed that the possible explanations are dust destruction and low dust to gas ratio and extra heating, and also there could be some light contribution. But with the resolution of the IRS, it was difficult to confirm the true nature of this infrared emission. And perhaps, except for very large supernova events, such as signals to the one part you say. I'll be calling this as infrared X-ray or IRX flux ratio, because I'll be also measuring IRX motor translation, something like that. Or in some community, IRX stands for infrared excess, so please don't be confused. Okay, after the IRX mission, there have been several space missions, including Speedtracker and Herschel, which provide arc-second resolution images. And there have been many studies on the infrared properties of super environments and also on the IRX flux ratios. But on IRX diagram, based on these new data sets, has not been shown or has not been presented as far as I know. So we want to present an IRX diagram based on these new data sets for sample of 20 electric super environments, and explore how the nature or environmental properties of supernovas affect the IRX flux ratios. So here are several Here our central three targets of awareness. And the breath infrared is mostly schizophrenic for micron, and the green ones are X-ray images, mostly chandra. And I also use the white project and XMM images if they are available. And you might notice that some supravarelness like this do have very similar infrared and X-ray morphologies. Whereas there are also supravarelness like these ones, which have very different or uncorrelated or sometimes anti-correlated infrared and X-ray morphology. You might have noticed that IC443 and 391, which are the prototypes of mixed morphology supravarelness, have anti-correlated infrared and X-ray morphology. So the infrared and X-ray morphological relation is closely related to the origin of the infrared emission, and we want to, and for this kind of supravarelness, IC443 and 363.91, the X-ray emission, the infrared emission, cannot be due to dust collisionally heated by X-ray particles. So we want to find out if the IRS fluctuation depends on the morphological relation. And as an index for the morphological relation, we have found that we can use the usual linear correlation coefficients between the two intensities. For example, POPIS1 has the highest positive correlation coefficient of 0.76, whereas W49B has the highest negative correlation coefficient of 0.459. So these numbers seem to be kind of consistent with our impression of these images. And for the parameters representing global properties of infrared emission, we need infrared flux and also temperature. And we obtain those from mixed 24 micron and 70 micron fluxes. And just one caveat, in the mid infrared and tri infrared, there could be a contribution from line emission, but usually it's not significant, and in the worst case, it's as much as 30%, but it still does not affect our analysis. And for the X-ray parameters, we need X-ray flux from 0.3 to 2.1 keV and gas temperature and ionization time scale. So we obtain these parameters from previous studies, and for some supervariance, we derive those parameters by ourselves. So the IRS diagram, our IRS diagram of these 20 sample supernovarelness looks like this. Well, they look similar to the original diagram of Dweb, and they have a large schedule, but now we see some trend. All these supernovarelness with highest observed ratios are blue ones, means they have negative correlation coefficient. In other words, uncorrelated or anticorrelated infrared and X-ray morphology. So it suggests that this large scatter is partly because the infrared emission of these supernovarelness have different ratios. And if we exclude these blue supernovarelness, all supernovarelness are below this theoretical curve. But this theoretical curve, it applies to hot dusty plasma in equilibrium without dust destruction, which does not apply to supernovarelness because of dust destruction and NEI cooling. So we use the Planck-Shahn model to calculate the cooling function beyond the Shahn front. So these are the results. Dust cooling depends as time goes on, because dust grains are destroyed by sputtering with ions, whereas the gas cooling behaves like this, and only after, say, ionization time scale of 10 to 12, we approach the equilibrium cooling. So the time dependent I or X looks like this. This is an equilibrium problem after, say, 10 to 10 in I-dimensional time scale. This time dependent IRX is much below the equilibrium curve. And if we compare the observed IRX flux ratios with those time dependent IRX flux ratios, they seem to fall in the expected range. But that's not the case because the I-dimensional time scale derived from X-ray spectral analysis is about 10 to the 11 for most of these supernova, excluding these blue ones. So again, even if we consider the dorsal distortion and any equally, most supernova are below the theoretical curve. But this is another way to see this. Here the x-axis is the expected infrared X-ray ratio from calculated from the I-dimensional time scale, whereas the y-axis is the observed IRX flux ratio, and this solid line is when those two rays are equal, and this is when it is 1/10. So again, we see that all supervariants, most supervariants, except this one and also blue ones, they are below the theoretical curve. And you might have noticed that Young-based supernovae such as Hyper and Cassie, they have the largest discrepancy, and it is probably presumably because the X-ray emission of these young supernovae are dominated by the supernovae data. And this 3C397 was mentioned in the place talk, and it might be also true for these supernovae, but that does not apply to these supernovae. And a possible explanation might be that in these supernovae, the dust-to-gas ratio in the surrounding medium is much lower than, significantly lower than the dust-to-gas ratio in the general surrounding medium, which is indeed the same conclusion has been reached from previous studies of these individual supernovae. But it is not obvious why the dust gas ratio of the surrounding medium of these supernovae should be low. Well, then there are these blue ones. Well, they are the ones with high with negative correlation correction. And you might notice that they are so called mixed morphology supernovae. And we know that they are interacting with dense environment. So let's what's happening might be something like this. In these supernovae, they are interacting with a dense molecular cloud, so the shock must be radiated. And this radiation can be absorbed and reprocessed by the shocks, both in the shock region and also in the pre-shock region. So a significant fraction of the shock energy can be converted to infrared emission in this mixed morphology supernovae. And another distinct property of these supernovae is that their dust temperature is significantly lower than the other supernovae. Their dust temperature is between 40 and 50 degrees, whereas dust temperature of the other supernovae are about 50 or 60 degrees. So we may conclude that the supernovae with high IRX flux ratios are the ones interacting with dense environment, and their infrared emission is probably from radiatory heated dust, not collisionary heated dust. And we did a similar analysis for the RMC supernova MS, and we got a similar conclusion. Well, this is rather busy diagram, because we plotted both RMC supernova MS and galactic supernova MS in red and blue colors. Here, the solid ones are the ones with which have similar infrared and X-ray morphology, and the empty symbols represent the ones with uncorrelated or anticorrelated infrared to X-ray morphology. And you can see that these empty circles, empty symbols, are all significantly above the solid symbols, which is consistent with our results on galactic supernovae. And another interesting result that we obtained is that the IRS tax ratio of the RMC supermarinas are systematically lower than those of the Japanese supermarinas, which is consistent with the low dust gas ratio of the RMC. So in a sense, the IRS tax ratios of the supermarinas can be used as a dust gas ratio indicator for additional galaxies. So, as a conclusion, I just want to say that the IRS diagram is useful in understanding the nature and also environmental properties of supermarinas. Thank you very much. Kind of a random sample. They are the ones who were in the environment.
They're already marking in the environment.
Yeah, sure.
Whether there's a range of parameters still to be explored in terms of sizes and maybe a bigger range of properties given that the sample might be instructed to
a bigger. Yeah, we did have such a luxury in the depth of
when you did the ratio of the infrared to X-ray, did you take the thermal emission from the thermal component from the X-ray emission?
Thanks for asking the question. You might have noticed that there is a big difference in the position of cassette in the Greg spectrum and cassette in my lab. And it is because Greg tried to extract the X-ray emission corresponding to the strength of some medium. In other words, he excluded the X-ray emission from supermajecta. But in our case, we just calculated the IRS ratio from the total infrared total X-ray emission. And it is because what we want to do is we want to kind of apply this to extragalactic supermarinas where we don't have a prior knowledge about the nature of the X-ray or infrared emission. So we use the baseline total. Except we experienced some sentinel pulsar.
Okay, we should thank Bonshu again. We'll move on to our last speaker.